Welcome to this week's edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News, your gateway to what's happening across the airwaves in Tasmania and beyond. Coming to you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Peter, VK7PD, with the latest updates, stories, insights from our amateur radio community. We're broadcasting far and wide thanks to our dedicated team, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie via the digital group. HF relays, 1.862 MHz, Justin, VK7, Tango Whiskey, 3.670 MHz, Dale, VK7, Delta Golf, 7.140 MHz by Ross, VK7, Alpha Lima Hotel, 14.130 MHz by Gary, VK7, Juliet Golf Delta, 28.525 MHz, Tony, VK7, Victor Kilo Tango, and locally in Hobart on UHF-CB Channel 24 with Mark, VK7, Fox, Mike, Alpha, Charlie, and HF-CB 24, 11 metres with Stephen, VK7, Sierra, Mike, Echo. Missed it live? Catch the replay Tuesday 8pm on repeaters VK7RAA North, VK7RHT, and on UHF-CB 24, HF-CB 24 South. Stay tuned and enjoy the news. Silent Key. Meg Hodge. It is with great sadness that we report the passing of Meg Hodge. Meg passed away peacefully on Wednesday, 1st of October 2025, surrounded by family. Although not an amateur radio operator, Meg is the wife of Wayne, VK7 Fox Whiskey Golf Hotel, and they have been members of NTARC for over a decade. You may not have ever heard Meg on air, but if you had attended NTARC meetings and social events like coffee morning and barbecues, you would be able to put a face to the name. Early on, when Wayne was volunteering at equine endurance rides, they would bring their fifth-wheeler caravan, which was so spacious it was outfitted with a full-size oven. So on ride days, we were continuously plied with freshly baked scones with jam and cream, sometimes even delivered to remote checkpoints high. Meg's health had been declining for many years, and she recently moved into the care of the Beaconsfield District Hospital. A minute's silence was observed on behalf of all club members at last Wednesday night's general meeting. On behalf of NTARC, the committee wish to pass on their condolences to Wayne and family. Family and friends of Meg are warmly invited to attend a service to celebrate her life, to be held on Thursday, the 16th of October, at the Beaconsfield Community Centre, 92 Weld Street, commencing at 10 a.m. For those that are unable to attend, there will be a live stream using the link in the edition Lethborg Family Funerals. You are greatly loved and will be missed by all. Vale Meg, Silent Key. Myina Hamfest. The Myina Hamfest returns on Saturday, 15th November 2025 at the Myina Community Centre in the Central Highlands from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Come along with gear, sales, radio displays, suppliers, food and a friendly catch-up. Entry is just $5, and yes, the bar opens at 3 p.m. Don't miss the return of the Myina Hamfest. Mark it in your calendar now. 73, Eric, VK7EV, and Dave, VK7OB. WWFF, SOTA, POTA, and IOTA. Weekly wrap-up. Despite the wet and wild weather, VK7 has had some great activation activity over the past week. Continuing the theme of last week's funny stories, Matt, VK7MAT, received an email from Jim, VK7JZ, with a tale of his own from the weekend. Jim was halfway up Herringback Mountain near Huonville when he had a sudden thought. Where are my glasses and where's my phone? With no phone, he couldn't spot the activation, and without his glasses, reading things up close was going to be difficult. After a futile search of the backpack, Jim remembered that he had left them on the bonnet of his car at the start of the trail. Feeling frustrated, Jim made the tough call to abandon the climb and return to his car. Upon arrival, there they were, his glasses and phone sitting right on the bonnet. After a moment of reflection, and likely a chuckle, Jim decided against heading back up the mountain and instead drove to the Peter Murrell Reserve, where he managed to log 11 contacts, including 2 park-to-park QSOs. A solid recovery. Meanwhile, the Northern Wednesday crew, consisting of Rodney, VK7HAM, Eric, VK7ZPE, and Al, VK7AN, headed out to Knockup Summit, located near the Sidling on the way to Scottsdale. The team operated on the 40-meter band and enjoyed a productive activation. Matt, VK7MAT, had a fun week, activating four parks. Early in the week, he visited three in and around the Devonport area, Henry Somerset Private Sanctuary, Mersey Bluff State Reserve, and Pardo North Down Conservation Area. Later in the week, he activated Ben Lomond National Park, setting up above the iconic Jacob's Ladder using the IC705 running 10 watts. Matt made 112 contacts across the four activations, including five park-to-park contacts. Looking ahead, next weekend is the POTA Support Your Parks weekend, and with many operators planning to head out and activate, if not heading out, be sure to jump on the air and grab yourself some hunter contacts. 73, Matt, VK7MAT. Statewide SSTV Nights. Another busy net night that saw the following participants: VK7's ZGKAXZAV, TWHHS, the Hobart Hacker Group, and ZBX, all sharing over 60 photos. The main themes were, around the Hobart suburb of Newtown, the latest SSTV photos from ARIS for the 2025 World Space Week, which celebrates another anniversary of Sputnik 1's launch on the 4th of October 1957. Whiskey, English spelling, it's now time to drink, being a part of growing up and leaving you poor for life. Protesting the use of AI and how to make mistakes. Other highlights were an interesting group activity of being left alone, how the Faraday cage was invented, the latest packaged dolly, an overweight ham operator, a reminder that Q-Tech in Brisbane was coming in November, the new apocalypse movie, the menu if radios were hamburgers, signs telling you to buy more radios, a phone tower on fire and drilling for a new tower. Again, Tony, VK7AX, interconnected VK7RJG to his SSTV International Gateway and VK7's exchanged photos with PA3EKI in the Netherlands. Please remember to leave a 30-second break between the transmissions to allow the European countries a chance to send photos. Tony will connect the gateway again next week between 6:30 and 11:30 p.m. Note, Ken VK7KRJ's and Steve VK700's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites allow anyone who has sent SSTV pictures the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately. Anytime, both South and North Tasmania. If you missed the net, there are archives of these SSTV nights on Ken's and Steve's SSTV websites or on NTARC's website under blogs. 73 from Andre, VK7ZAV. QSL News, Inwood's QSL Bureau information. The current list of QSL cards held by the VK7 Inwoods Bureau as at 26 December is in the email version of the broadcast. Do you see your call sign in the list of QSL cards held by the Inwoods Bureau? Do you want these cards? Please advise Herman either way by email so he can tidy up and remove cards that have been held for some time. Send me your QTH address so I can either mail them out or deliver on an opportunity basis. Email to wstyh@ozimail.com.au. 73 Herman, VK7HW. Manager, WIA, VK7, Inwoods QSL Bureau. News from the Northwest. Baker Beach Scenic Challenge Horse Endurance Ride. On Saturday, 5th October, club members as well as members from NTARC and the Ulverston Radio Operators Club, UROC, provided safety comms for the event in the Dazzler Range. Those assisting from the NWTARC were Brenton VK7HP, Andrew VK7XR, Eric VK7EV, and from NTARC, Idris VK7ZIR, Stefan VK7ZSB, and Andre VK7ZAB, and from UROC, Peter and Johan. Crew were on site at 5:30 a.m. and manned the base and five checkpoints. The event concluded around 1600 hours. The Mount Duncan 2-meter repeater was utilized for the event, with 70 centimeters Mount Duncan and 70 centimeters Dazzler as backups. Amateur radio operators were able to mentor Peter and Johan during the day to let them see what amateur radio was all about and potentially new members to be. These events are normally run on simplex frequencies, but a radio survey showed the 2-meter repeater would cover the area very well and penetrated the dead zone that Checkpoint 2 normally is. Local amateurs were advised of the event and asked to use the Mount Duncan 70 centimetre for chatting during the day, and we appreciate their cooperation. Thanks must go to Tony VK7AX, who disabled SSTV on the Dazzler range repeater for the day in case it was required. The event ran flawlessly, and a big thank you to NTARC and UROC members for assisting, and potentially a couple more amateurs in the Northwest. Photos of the event can be viewed on the VK7 Amateur Radio Facebook page. 73, Eric, VK7 Echo Victor, News Officer, NWTARC. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. News from the North. SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits of the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. 73L, VK7AN. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Users of VK7RAA 2-meter repeater on Mount Arthur, please note that due to the ongoing problem with the squelch opening, it has been decided to implement tone access. This will require your transceiver to send a CTCSS subtone on 123Hz on your transmissions. This change will be implemented in the near future, depending on the weather and site visits. It will stay in effect until we can resolve the interference problem. And now for something completely different. Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, donated a heap of equipment and sundry parts and gadgets to the club. Ross, VK7ALH, decided to investigate a still-sealed cardboard carton that had an original unopened feel about it. The seal was quickly broken and the contents disgorged onto the floor. Once out of the carton, it was a very nondescript cube-shaped object, mostly black panels on all sides, with one side strip hosting two quite large multi-pin connectors and an antenna socket. No other knobs, dials or displays or even a name, but it was definitely electronic in nature. If you can imagine a rack-mountable incognito cube, you would be pretty close. As it was getting late, we loaded the box into Ross's car for him to investigate further. Next technical night, it returned, also with Ross's explanation. It was an aviation transceiver manufactured during World War II, and so far from the looks, it had never seen service. In fact, it was the original factory dispatch carton. Not sure how Ross got it from his car boot and into the club room, but the plastic table was groaning under the load. If nothing else, its new claim to fame is its sheer weight, as it would have to be measured in tens of kilograms, and this was intended for aircraft. The interconnected covers were removed and Ross revealed the identification plates. The cube contained a transmitter and receiver, two separate chassis combined into the one enclosure, making it suitable for rack mounting. This particular unit contained a BC625A transmitter and a BC624C receiver. These were British manufactured units making up the TR1143 VHF radio system used in military aircraft during World War II. Operating on four crystal-controlled channels between 100 and 156 MHz, with a transmitter delivering 8 to 12 watts of RF output, it enabled FM two-way voice communication between aircraft and ground stations. It evidently would have been powered by a 28-volt DC system by a PE94 dynamotor. There was an equivalent version of this set as known as the SCR522. Although external connections for both units are the same and these major units are interchangeable, the internals are quite different. This allowed for the standardization of the wiring harness on aircraft for allies on either side of the Atlantic. The connector sockets were for power, antenna and remote control equipment. This unit evidently proved very popular amongst 2-meter amateur band users after the war, when they became available. I'm in the process of downloading some schematic circuit diagrams to ascertain what function the mechanical uniselector performed and its interconnection between transmitter and receiver. Thank you, Nick and Ross. Lionel, VK7ZLB, brought in some RF goodies he plans to use on the next VHF field days. Freshly arrived in the mail were a couple of microwave power amplifier modules. These were the more robust version with a built-in RF circulator and 50 ohm termination. The circulator provides amplifier isolation from the load as reflections are passed onto the termination. There was also a selection of solid-state RF switching modules and a couple of tiny LNAs, or low-noise amplifiers, the size of a $2 coin. He then gave presentation on current amateur microwave activities like contacts on 1296 MHz by bouncing signals off geostationary satellites. He took us through the latest 432 and above EME newsletter. The link is in the broadcast text, 432 and above newsletter. There were some very impressive EME setups, and there seemed to be a lot of EME activity worldwide. However, Lionel noted that the only state in Australia that is not active is New South Wales, which has the most amateurs. That's interesting. Lionel also showed the setup of Max SA5 India Kilo November in Sweden for the recent ARI Italian EME contest on 10 GHz. He was portable and using a tent to keep off the rain. One of his contacts with Richard VK7ZBX as noted in the last state news. The latest activity is doing SSTV on 23 centimetres via EME. Thanks, Lionel. Now a very important reminder. JOTA is coming to NTARC Clubrooms Rochelier. It is planned to be operational from noon on Saturday the 18th of October and 10 a.m. on Sunday. The usual activities of radio talking, some Morse code activities, electronic kits, JOTA internet chat and fox hunting, weather permitting. We will be operating from Peyton Park on the northwest coast, operating on VK7RMD 2-meter repeater. If anyone is listening and hears a CQ from a scout, feel free to have a chat. So check your calendars and see if you're available for any period of time over the 2 days. Any assistance would be very much appreciated. Please email the secretary or turn up if you can. As always, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. NTARC blogs. Upcoming events. On-air test and technical net session. Every Wednesday, testnet and CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m. Then a technical net on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Clubroom technical night. The next session will be this Wednesday, the 15th of October, and will commence at the usual time of 6:30 p.m. at the Clubroom, Archer Street, Rochelier. JOTA at NTARC Clubrooms, Saturday, 18th October from midday and Sunday, 10 a.m. Coffee Morning, held every Friday in the NTARC Clubrooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon. Finally, if you have any items of news, please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary, NTARC Incorporated. News from the South, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. JOTA, we need you. JOTA, JOTI, is an annual event that encourages scouts to get on the air using amateur radio and IRC to communicate with other scouts worldwide. It is also an excellent opportunity to inspire the next generations of amateur radio operators to take up the hobby. Randall VK7 Victor Whiskey Kilo is running an event at the Reist Clubrooms on the Domain on Saturday afternoon on the 18th of October 2025. Time frame will be sometime between 12 and 1800, depending on the availability of both radio operators and scouts. I need licensed operators who can operate the club station. Alternatively, if you can bring your own gear, if anyone has specific setups for CW or a fox hunt, that would be great. You don't need to be there the whole afternoon. If you can only make it for an hour or two, I would be most grateful. If you can help, please contact me at vk7vwk@gmail.com. 73 Randall Trelawing, VK7VWK. Please note that anyone coming along to help will need to have a Working with Vulnerable People card. Please take a look at the link on the email edition of the broadcast. Get in quick, as the card can take up to 4 weeks. October 4 of night, All Things All-Star. We started the forum night with brief history of All-Star Link and VK Link networks. All-Star is based on the popular open source PABX engine Asterisk. Hayden VK7HH went into the uses of All-Star Link, which included linking stations, repeaters and smartphones. We went into how to get onto All-Star Link and where to get an All-Star interface. There was a demo linking repeaters and use cases, and Hayden showed the repeater controllers, voters and simulcast. There are many integrations with All-Star Link. We showed a comparison between All-Star Link, Echo Link and IRLP, and then took questions. Take a look at the presentation on the Reist YouTube channel. Thanks to Hayden VK7 Hotel Hotel and Dale VK7 Delta Golf. 73 Justin VK7 Tangled Whiskers. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Wednesday Experimenters Group, WEGS. This week, Wednesday night, will be a WEGS night back in the studio and have some interesting, historical technology items lined up. On a Wednesday night, people start arriving at the night around 6 p.m. and many bring their dinner to enjoy. The show in the DATV studio gets underway from 7:30 p.m. and is streamed on the Reist YouTube channel, and there is always much discussion, experimenting, playing, talking, drinking coffee and tea, serious cunning plan development, and the general amateur radio shenanigans and world problem solving in the club rooms as well. Please note, we are currently not broadcasting the DVB-T RF. See you there or on stream. 73 Justin, VK7TW. November presentation night. Perspectives on Australian broadcast radio. Phil Tyson from the Sound Preservation Association of Tasmania, SPAT, will be giving us a visual and audio presentation on the history of commercial broadcasting radio. This presentation was originally put together for the ALARA meet back in November 2023 and was a fantastic insight into early commercial broadcast radio with a focus on the women involved. There were so many great comments about the presentation that we have managed to get Phil back to give us an updated presentation. Please note, the presentation will only be presented in the Queen's Domain club rooms and will not be streamed or recorded. See you there, Reist Committee. November Forum Night. Forum Night EMR Quiz Night. Following the hit September session with Phil, VK2ASD, and Justin, VK7TW, on how to assess the electromagnetic radiation, EMR safety, from your transmitting antennas, it's time to put your knowledge to the test. Think you know your exclusion zones from your field strengths? Can you decode duty cycles faster than FT8? Time to break into teams, battle it out over buzz-worthy EMR quiz questions, and win some great prizes. Whether you were in the September session or not, this is your chance to learn, laugh, and level up your RF safety smarts in a fun and interactive night. Quiz, learn, win. Wednesday, 12th November 2025, from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. See you there, on-site or online. Reist Committee. Reist Training and Assessment Update. If you're looking to join the world of amateur radio or upgrade your license, Reist has you covered with regular training and assessment days for all license levels. Key dates: Foundation Training and Assessment Days, held every 2 months, with the next one on 25th October 2025. Standard, Advanced and Regulations Assessments, held on alternate months, next is on 29th November 2025. Stay updated with the full schedule on the Reist Events page. Do you need to secure your spot or to ask a question? Email reist.assessor@gmail.com and your inquiry will go directly to the learning organiser, who will be in contact. If you're coming along to next week's assessment day and you haven't let Reg know, then please do so ASAP, as we have to get together the assessment packs. We have learning resources available, including our Foundation License training videos that are a must-watch for beginners. Find them on the REEST YouTube training and assessment playlist. Practice makes perfect, so prepare with the WIA Foundation trial exams, and the link can be found on the email edition of the broadcast. Whether you're starting your journey or leveling up, REEST is there to guide you every step of the way. 73 Reg VK7 Kilo Kilo. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. VK7 regular gatherings, Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.640 MHz, commences at 6:30 PM AEST. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night at the North-South Link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG from 7:30 PM in the North and Northwest. VK7RJG on 438.55-7 MHz, and in the south VK7RAF 146.650-600 kHz. CTCSS tone 141.3 Hz to link RAF north south, plus VK7AX international SSTV gateway connected to VK7RJG for the duration of the net. Statewide microwave QSO party, following the Sunday broadcast's callback on 1296.15 MHz FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area, then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560B, stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute. REEST WAGS Wednesday afternoon group from 12 noon in the REEST Club Rooms, Queen's Domain. REEST WAGS Wednesday Experimenters Group on the 3rd, 4th and 5th Wednesday nights of the month from around 6 PM in the REEST Club Rooms, Queen's Domain and streamed. REEST 6-meter AM net on 53.1 MHz every day from 4:30 PM. SOTA WWFF Group meeting Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Testnet and TechNet sessions every Wednesday. Testnet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 PM, then a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 PM till 8:30 PM. Your host for the evening is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. NTARC Technical Night Session, Wednesday, 15th October from 6:30 PM at the Club Room, Archer Street, Rochelier. NTARC Coffee Mornings are held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10 AM to noon in the Rochelier Club Rooms, Northwest VK7. Wednesday from 8 PM local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group on 2 metres VK7RMD and All-Star Node 56780 Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30 PM local, Northwest Tassie 2-metre DXNet 144.190 USB. VK7 events, REEST 5th November, Perspectives of Australian Radio with Phil Tyson from SPAT, 7:30 PM, QD Club Rooms, live only. REEST 12th November, EMR Safety Quiz, Forum Night from 7:30 PM in QD Club Rooms and streamed. VK7, 15th November, Myena Hamfest, Community Hall, Myena from 10 AM. Wyson, 15-16 November, Scouts Clark Trophy, Oatlands. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcasts, Newsreader VK7TW, Repeaters, REEST, NTARC and in the Northwest thanks to NWTARC, WCRG, NWCRRA, VK7AX, VK7JH and VK7DC. 160 metres VK7TW, 80 metres VK7JGD, 40 metres VK7DG, 20 metres any takers, 10 metres VK7ALH, UHF CB24, VK7FMAC, HF CB24, VK7SME, DMR Talk Group 5 and the D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie Digital Group. A big thank you to everyone who contributed to and supported this week's broadcast on the VK7 Amateur Radio News. That's it for this week. If you missed the live transmission, remember you can always catch the rebroadcast Tuesday at 8 PM on VK7RAA in the north, VK7RHT and UHF CB24, HF CB24 in the south. Got news stories or updates to share? We'd love to hear from you. Send them to VK7ARNews vk7amateurradionews@gmail.com by Friday, 9 p.m. You can also join the conversation on our VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io page. Stay tuned now for callbacks on this frequency, with each relay station using their own call sign. On behalf of the VK7 News team, this is Peter, VK7PD, wishing you 7-3, good DX, and a great week ahead.